On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect.
Friday, our financial update with Brian Cochran, John Moore Associates. Imagine a lot of folks with all the volatility in the market this week thinking, man, I'm tuning in. Friday, ABQ Connect. Brian usually does the last segment. I want to hear what Brian has to say. And Brian, first of all, thanks for taking the time to jump on here with us for the update. Appreciate it.
Yeah, always happy to do it.
And, you know, you at John Moore Associates, along with the associates, are, you know, it's not a new thing for you to give counsel and work with families that have navigated volatility in the market like this successfully in years past. Couldn't think of a better time to bring in and talk about what we're seeing in the markets.
Yeah. So first, a little framing and perspective. You know, Thursday morning, the markets dropped dramatically because of the announcement of the tariffs that were presented on Wednesday afternoon. And, you know, markets moved pretty substantially. But to give you some context, a normal stock market will drop 10 to 15% about every 12 to 18 months. And that's kind of what we're seeing so far. And a market will typically only decline 20% if there's a recession. So for us to take another leg down, if you will, another significant reduction, it would have to be based on the expectations or the occurrence of a recession. So the reason I say that, Steve, to start off with is I think a lot of people and a lot of headlines make it sound like this is unprecedented. This is unusual. You know, and people ask me, are you losing sleep? I said, no, I mean, this is investing. You know, this happens for a lot of different reasons. And what's interesting, Steve, is if you go into history, there's a ton of different reasons why the market becomes volatile, but the outcomes are always about the same. So if you've been through this and you've studied the markets as we have in our firm, these periods don't cause us a lot of fear or panic. I think that's good perspective to begin with.
Okay, so off the air, before we went on, Brian, you and I talked about it a little bit, not that it's me, but I think I'm kind of the average guy. And most of my investing is in a retirement plan. And my view of what I'm seeing is, I'm not at an age where I'm about to take and, you know, make changes to where my money is for retirement. And I'm just sitting here thinking, okay, well, I'm going to be buying low, for a while. That's a good thing. Is that irresponsible thinking
I think as long as you're not entering a period like this with radically aggressive or speculative investments, that attitude, Steve, that you just presented is just right for the long-term investor. Now, some people might be saying, I'm already retired and I need this money to live off of. Well, I understand that for a lot of investors, and many of the families we serve are in a distribution phase, if you will, of their life where they're taking from their investments. And so what do we do, you know, when markets are volatile like this? Well, we always ensure that our clients in retirement have a year's worth of their expenses outside of stock market risk. So we've talked about this before in times of volatility, Steve. It's really about not how you respond during the volatility, but what have you done before the volatility to be prepared for uncertain markets. So I'm in your boat where I have years before retirement, so I don't fret and I don't have to change anything. But the key is that you're not putting money at risk that you need in the short term, so you don't have to panic because you can allow the market to go through its full ups and downs. So that's a key point is it's the philosophy that, you know, only when markets get volatile do you see who's not prepared, who's not following principled investment strategies.
Yeah, and I think, you know, sage advice, obviously, for the person who is retired and, you know, maybe they didn't, have that 1 year worth that they're living on now. Maybe they didn't prepare for volatility. However, what a great opportunity to start planning now because it's likely to happen again. Maybe put that, you know, apply that. For the investor, like you and I, with retirement, and you already said, you know, just stay the course, do what you're doing. Is there really anything you can do to protect yourself in that event. But I don't feel like it's necessary because I'm expecting a rebound eventually.
Right, right. And that's where you go back to that idea I said before of all the market downturns start for different reasons, but the outcomes are the same in the sense that, you know, eventually the market finds a bottom and recovers. And what I would say, Steve, is yes, there are things you can do to protect your portfolio, but all financial decisions, really all life decisions, come with trade-offs. So what are you going to do to protect your portfolio where the trade-offs are not significantly negative? So, for example, some people say, well, I'm going to sell because this doesn't feel good. I don't like to see the market go down, or I think it's going to go further. And then I'll just come back later when it's lower or when I feel more comfortable. Okay, well, what are the trade-offs there? Well, the trade-off is if the market starts to go higher and you're still out of the market, then you got the downside, but you're not getting the recovery.
Yeah.
And having done this for 20 years, going through 2008 financial crisis, going through COVID, going through other downturns, I have yet to see an investor who calls us and forces us to sell their portfolio where they got back in lower. Because the way I like to think of it, Steve, is if you're scared now and it's causing you to be out of the market because you're too scared, which is a reasonable first response, to be honest, it's unlikely that when the market's lower and the news is worse and all your friends are more fearful and you're more fearful that you will then choose to invest. Does that make sense? So
absolutely.
You know, if you're a little scared now and you want to take action, you're going to be a lot of scared when it's lower. So you're unlikely to reinvest lower. So what happens to most people? Well, the market finds its bottom. It'll start to go higher. And then the news will get better after the market gets better. So the things that would make you feel more confident and more ready to reinvest will only occur after the market has likely risen beyond the point at which you exited the market. So now you're selling something low to buy it back higher. And that's not generally a good formula for investing. So that's, you know, you think about the protective trade-offs. That's the first one people go to, is I'll move away from the market and then I'll move back into the market later. And again, I've been doing this long enough and serving hundreds of families. I've had dozens of people try to do that. And I've literally never seen it work to the client's benefit. So what we'd rather do is either stay the course or maybe even tilt your portfolio back towards stocks while they're in a decline, put new cash in the market, not expecting to make money tomorrow, but understanding that stocks right now are 12 to 15% cheaper than they were a few months ago. And based on our measurements, they're getting closer to a fair value that we would consider an attractive value for the long-term investor. So the key, though, on all this, Steve, is often our emotional response is the opposite of where we should be when as investors. Yeah. So removing the emotion and being disciplined.
Yeah. Slow and steady stays the course.
Mm-hmm. And that's biblical.
So, Brian,
That's key. Yeah.
So, Brian, for those heading over to johnmoore.com on the Insights tab, can we give them a preview of what they're going to find?
Yeah, we'll have a video that I recorded on Thursday that we sent out to our clients about some perspective on the markets. And then we'll have other recent content about multi-generational wealth planning, more of the long-term principled investment mindset. If you're more interested in the shorter-term market commentary, we have our weekly, what we call investment committee updates. So we meet as an investment committee every Monday. And then one of our team members produces a short summary. So you can see over the last few weeks, how have we been talking about markets? What have we been thinking about, which might be quite different than what you're hearing if you turn on the news.
Very good. Well, appreciate the update, Brian, and look forward to catching up again in about a week.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.